Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off the Ball Daily. A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I know this is about Czar, but I don't think the success could have came without Billy and Czar together as well. It was a dream team. Like, it really, really was. And I don't know if there could ever be a duo like them ever again.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
We Sam Prendergasped when this man opted for Sam Prendergast. That's confidence for you, see. Give me a D. Give me an S. Give me an N. What does that spell? Full name only, please. It is Darragh Smith-Nocton. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin. That's very nice of you.
The name Shane means God is gracious and is of Irish origin. Well, we were all gracious to this Irishman's voice last Sunday as he screamed us through the Troy Parish ecstasy live on the air. Monaghan's magician, whose sister's a musician. It's Shane Hannan.
See what he's done there? He's rhymed a couple of words, Darragh.
Yeah.
Yeah, very well done.
How are you?
Very good, very good. Voice is recovered. Yeah.
How was the aftermath of your own personal glow after Sunday's majesty?
Strange one, because obviously on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I drive up and down the road from to and from Monaghan.
Yeah.
And the drive home on Sunday evening was, usually it's a very bleak drive home, especially in the dark evenings, but it was joyous. I was ringing people, rang the old fella just to find, you know, what were you doing when that goal went in? And yeah, he woke up the grandson in the house, such were the celebrations. So yeah, it was one of those moments where I don't think I'll ever forget where I was. Even Keith Tracy, who'll be with us shortly, was with me in the studio, and he said to me, I'll always remember being in here, the New Stock studio, when that goal went in. And it is one of those, it's one of those moments you'll never forget where you were, and I still am on an absolute life buzz off it.
Class. We post an awful lot on our Instagram page on Off the Ball, but the eagle-eyed among you will see that if you go on our grid, let's say, on the Instagram grid and Off the Ball, that Shane's commentary with Keith is pinned to the top. Now, who made that executive decision?
So not just the digital team last weekend were... We're on it. I'm just looking at it now. Yeah. I mean, that just highlights the fact that we are still living in that moment. And we will be until March 26th.
Just seen here in Teams right, 3:15 in the morning, Shane. Anyone have Instagram logins? Just trying to get in here.
Yeah.
It was...
Hook it to my veins.
More than justified, though.
It was an incredible moment, though, yeah. And you captured it.
Where were you? What was your existence at that moment?
I was at home and... Well, people listening all week would know the story, but we had an accident, and it happened right at the peak of the madness.
And number two,
added to the chaos,
right?
And it was a decision that had to be made at that time, was one or the other. And hopefully, she'll never hear about what happened. It was amazing. I don't think anyone will forget too quickly where they were, and I can't get enough of asking people all week where they were. I'm still more than happy to dedicate a good chunk of time to this discussion still. Yeah. And this is days later, and we work on a daily show where we're moving on constantly.
Yeah.
And stuff has happened in the meantime, and we have a massive rugby game to talk about that's happening tomorrow, and then by Monday it'll feel like that's going to be the big show in town in review. There's loads of stuff happening, but I'm still waking up every day thinking, I can't believe that occurred.
And it's hard to prepare for the moment. Like, when the ball went in the minute or two before the ball went in, hit the back of the net, I was thinking, all right, how are we going? Because we had an hour coming up with Keith and with Philip Quinn in studio reflecting, and I was thinking, this is going to be an hour of nearly, we were so close. Should Hamer stay on now that we haven't got to the playoffs? I was preparing myself for that conversation, and then even when Quivian was launching the ball into the box, I was thinking, it's going to take a miracle here. And miracle it was. It was the studs of Troy Parrott, and he stretched. The fact that he was able to stretch that every sinew of his body at that stage of the match, having done what he did over the previous two games, was like, I'll be telling my kids and grandkids about that moment.
Did you heard about the baggage boy? in Dublin Airport, did you?
I think so.
The Dublin Airport video went viral when they're all in the pub.
Oh, yes.
Watch it. And there's a guy who has a suitcase and he won't let go. Right? That was one of the clips going doing the rounds. And sure, the man himself the next morning ran into Arthur outside in the street.
The suitcase
fella. That's me. Yeah, and he's a regular on the show. And Malachy Clerkin has written a piece in the Irish Times about what it all meant, that we were all fans again. And Baggage Boy was mentioned again. You know, he's a symbol of what it all meant. Like, it was like, there was your responsibility that he was carrying in the suitcase. Yeah. But the rest of it was your ecstasy and your unbridled joy. Yeah. And that's what it was. There was an innocence has returned.
Yeah.
Just for that moment. Yeah. Just for that.
Innocence. Yeah, because, I mean, Hamer Halgrimson's often spoken about the weight of the Irish jersey.
Yeah.
And you could say the baggage of that Irish jersey. And that weight has been offloaded in 180 minutes. That weight has been completely offloaded. And we all tuned into the draw yesterday. And I know we'll get reaction to the draw with Keith as well. But really wasn't as bad as it could have been. Now, Czechia or the Czech Republic will be looking at that draw as well and licking their lips at the thought of a home final for themselves.
Happily, yeah.
So, but look, it's all come together and we'd have absolutely taken this position a couple of weeks ago. Something else.
Christian Karambu, huh? Former Real Madrid, Middlesbrough midfielder, World Cup winner with France, and a constant at these draws.
Yeah.
I'm always reminded of him every time. Why did it take so long?
The draws?
What's the faffing? What is it like? Why they feel like they have to justify their existence when they're doing it. So it's like, well, we may as well spend some time here. We've gotten everyone here in the first place. We have to pay for all these presenters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one's enjoying it.
There's also a live audience, though, I presume, unless it's Disney Channel style.
Can you buy
fake
tickets
applause?
For a FIFA draw?
That's a good question.
I assume so. Like, unless it's just
so
the
they
producers.
Feel like, okay, well, everyone's come out today, so we got to give them a show, we got to give them something.
Or maybe it's all just the delegates. Yeah, I don't know if there's.
I don't think people. I don't know anyone. Did anyone out there enjoy the waiting and the faffing?
I did think once they got into the draw, once they got into the UEFA element of the draw, it did move at a decent pace. It was all the bits and bobs beforehand and the video clips and all that crack. But
nobody went to, like, say pot one. It was, oh, here we go, and they started showing highlights of all the teams in pot one.
Yeah.
I was like, we know.
No, but like, when it did come to Ireland, it was kind of cool to see our highlights.
Well,
Pat Kenny was watching with us, and he was like, oh, that's nice.
Pat and the gang, like, I mean, this floor that we're looking outside there on the first floor, there was people gathered around the TV, you know, there was a traditional feel to it.
Yeah.
In this social media age, everyone was gathering. Because, like, you know, what's the point in watching the draw, really? Because you're going to get it on your phone seconds later anyway.
Yeah.
But you want to watch it live. Mm-hmm. You want to be there. So, the draw itself was made, and we were in Path D, the path of least resistance, we hope. What?
There you go.
Czechia on the 26th of March away. And then the winners, of course, as you all know by now, will play either Denmark or North Macedonia. The losers, by the way, have to play each other the same night as the final in a friendly.
Shocking.
So I presume that friendly would be in Dublin if we were to lose to Czechia.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I've never, and Mick McCarthy made this point online last night as well, I've never wanted to see the phrase semi-final 8 pop up in my life. To get that home final at the end of the stick.
That was a mad way to do it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was no rankings there whatsoever. That was just pure luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Whether you get home and away. So we were delighted. We got home if we get there. But there was path A, right? Path A has real sex appeal.
It was a horrible path, though.
It's a real chemistry in this one.
Yeah.
So you got Wales against Bosnia and Herzegovina on one side, and the other is Italy against Northern Ireland. I kind of wanted...
Why?
I kind of wanted...
Oh, don't be saying...
I wanted Wales away. I wanted Craig Bellamy. And then I was like, I take Italy at home. I tell you why. I was, there's no rhyme or reason to this Irish team, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got comfortably beaten by Armenia away. And then we handily beat Portugal at home. There's no favourites or lack of favourites for the Republic of Ireland team. They're all over the shop.
Yeah.
I'd have taken anyone. But I'm quite happy with Czechia. As you say, I'm sure they're happy with us.
Yeah.
They're in their little bit of crisis themselves. So Thomas Souček, the West Ham United midfielder, he's their captain.
Mm.
He's been stripped of the armband for that Ireland game because they beat Gibraltar recently 6-0. But they had got rid of their permanent manager after the Faroe Islands game a couple of weeks ago, which they lost. So they have a young fella in charge, 35-year-old Yaroslav Kostel, who's never managed a senior side before, and now he's in charge of his country. He was part of the backroom staff. He was the only fella who was retained. Pavel Nedved's in charge of the whole shebang there. So then they very narrowly beat San Marino, I think, 1-0 in a friendly.
Yeah.
That didn't go down well. And then they beat Gibraltar 6-0, but they didn't thank their fans afterwards. The fans turned against them and the FA took their side. So there's been a number of players fined and Souček himself stripped of the armband. So it's crisis. Mm. But, you know, it's November now, and that's not till March. Mm. There's a lot's going to happen, you know, in the meantime.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, it's one of those kind of strange draws where when it popped up, I was thinking, yeah, that's... And you look back on Czechia's results, and yeah, they had that 2-1 win over Faroe Islands at home, and as you say, lost to them away 2-1. They failed to beat Georgia in the last, what, year or two as well. They've had some very poor results, even that friendly against San Marino to scrape past them 1-0 at home was poor. I mean, I'd say the flights yesterday afternoon to Prague fairly jumped up quite quickly. But like, we owe Denmark one. I would much prefer Denmark to Italy in that so-called final. We certainly owe them one. And that game, what, 2017? It'll be 9 years,
yeah,
since the 5-1. A lot of time has passed. Don't be even much crossover in terms of personnel. It'll be a little bit. But the hype is going to be ridiculous a day or two before that Czechia game. By the way, they're still called the Czech Republic. I looked into this. Officially they are called Czech Republic on official government documents and stuff, but they've decided to rebrand themselves as Czechia in the same vein as, in an informal sense, they're Czechia. So like, to be called like France or Britain, they want people to feel like they can refer to them in a more informal sense. So they're still called Czechia and the Czech Republic. I had to look into this yesterday because I was where is this Czechia crack coming from?
Well, it was I got a soft launch of this about a year ago.
Okay.
My buddy lived with a Czech guy in Australia, and he was saying to me, your man was like, why are you calling it Czech Republic? It's like saying the Republic of Ireland all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
It was coming. It was coming. It's not a political movement.
Yeah.
It's an abbreviation movement.
Yes. Okay.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Same. What about Turkey and Turkey? What's happening there?
Yeah, it's
the same deal, isn't it?
I don't know. I think that's more.
I think that is that more. Yeah, pride in Turkey. They just want people to say it how they say it.
Say it properly.
Yeah. So you're both happy with the draw. You'll take it.
Yeah.
You want it as easy as possible.
Oh, 100%. Slovakia was obviously the easiest on paper draw, but once again, they'd have been happy to get us. But yeah, Czechia is.
Slovakia got Kosovo, and the winners of that play Turkey or Romania. And that's Pat C. And then Pat B, the other one we haven't touched on yet, Poland against Albania. So we wanted to avoid the polls, a lot of people did anyway. And the winners of that play either Ukraine or Graham Potter's Sweden.
It's funny, we're not even considering the prospect of North Macedonia in Dublin.
Yeah, don't rule them out. They're angry after that Welsh embarrassment, you know? Yeah.
That would be...
They'll want sweet retribution. Our own Matthew Brennan has been in touch. He's looked into the flights. Mm. And it's all a bit mad at the moment, isn't it?
Mm.
About what you actually have to do here. So he said himself, and this is Matthew Brennan of the Green Scene fame on the show that you'll hear every week. Himself and a few mates going to Prague via Newcastle and Krakow, a 4-hour train / bus in March. He has some friends relatives flying to Budapest and Frankfurt, a 6-hour train to Prague. after for the game. Mm. None of these people have a guaranteed ticket. It's going to be chaos, isn't it?
Oh, ridiculous. And none of us expected it. Do you know, these are problems that we hoped to have. And fair dues to all the Irish fans who maybe headed off to Budapest. Regardless, you know, had booked Budapest before the Portugal game, so they weren't conscious that this was going to be a game that meant anything at all. Saw a doctor in the YouTube comments, by the way. Did yourself and Keith Tracy eat your humble pie, Shane? I don't know what he's referring to. I don't know, is he making the point that I didn't think Ireland would beat Portugal and Hungary? Because if that's the case, yeah, I didn't think Ireland would beat Portugal and Hungary.
There's a lot of people on our high horse. I can't even see him before I help at the moment, right? Because like we asked Gav Cooney last week, what thing's going to happen? It was just the way to finish the interview. Like, just give us your prediction. Mm. And he was like, I think we're going to lose both games. I was like, yeah, okay.
And he prefaced it and said, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He wasn't open
for
that.
You know, people, y'all wrote us off. And it was like, so did you.
Yeah.
So did he.
Yeah.
If anyone,
that's the whole point of this, Majesty. That's why we're all so excited.
Yeah. It wouldn't be this exciting if we all thought we would have got those two.
There was, we were talking about like the start last week. I was like, do you know what? I'd fancy us to get something against Portugal only because sometimes we do that against big nations.
Yeah.
But I was an even,
a draw, maybe.
A draw. I was like, even if we do that, I don't think we'd back it up against Hungary.
No.
And I didn't look like that after 3 minutes against Hungary. I didn't look like that when they retook the lead before halftime.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible reaction. I saw Wayne Rooney on Stick to Football this week saying, I thought it was a bit over the top because I had to check if they qualified. And even Roy Keane was like, I'd give that to them because they've had a tough few years. And even Roy softening to the whole celebration of it. Because it was the whole reason where we followed sport in the first place, the whole reason we ended up here. It was like, that's what you're actually there for. And you only get it once every so often. Mm. Once in a blue moon in that instance. Which actually leads me to a question posed by the Irish Times. I did a piece on it this week. Was the five best sporting moments in Irish history.
Yeah.
So we might talk about that with Keith Friday himself too. But what are yours out there? Like, where does this rank for ye out on YouTube? The Troy Parrott moment, Ireland's performance, the result against Hungary. Because we were saying pre-show, it's right up there, you know?
But I've looked at this question and maybe it so that.
Oh yeah, what's your criteria?
Well, the five greatest Irish sporting moments is obviously, there are obvious moments in there like Paddy Bonner save, etc, etc. But I wasn't alive for Paddy Bonner save, so I wouldn't put it in my. Even though it deserves to be in any.
You didn't
list.
Experience it, I suppose. Exactly. What you experienced.
So I've gone with the five greatest Irish sporting moments from my perspective.
Okay.
It's very subjective.
Go on.
So we're going through them now.
Yeah, we'll give a little taster, at least for one of our listeners.
Well, obviously, Troy Parrott. For me, Troy Parrott is go straight in there as one of them. I have no order.
No ranking, is it?
No rankings. Okay. But in terms of how it made me feel, I haven't felt that way about sport since I don't know if I've ever felt that way about a sporting moment. Maybe it's recency bias, and it could well be. The Robbie Brady moment is in there for me as well.
Okay.
Because of where I was in a pub in Harold's Cross, and I just remember by myself, and I remember the pub was full, but hugging random strangers, like, I mean, 20-25 random strangers when that ball hit the back of the net. And look, context is everything. I know Italy maybe didn't have a full team, they're already qualified, but didn't matter. It was just that moment. I had Katie Taylor in there, but then Arthur mentioned the Reese McClenaghan moment from last summer. Again, this could be recency bias, but the Reese McClenaghan moment for me, I was on a stag in Carlingford. We were all sitting, we paused the stag to watch on the big screen, and it was epic and so, so intense. There's just something about the pommel horse that was so intense. And it's when you know there's a sport where you don't fully understand, but you're like, that makes it all the more impressive.
Oh, that's a great line. I didn't think you'd ever say that. Something about the pommel horse is so intense.
Something about the pommel horse. Rory at the Masters, obviously.
Yeah.
Was in a pub in Monaghan watching that with all my mates, and that was intensity abound. And from a personal perspective, and Malachy Clerkin has pretty much picked exactly this moment as well, but it was Monaghan's Ulster title win in 2013, 25 years of hurt, hadn't won one. And that was the start of a Monaghan era that's the kind of 10 unbroken years in Division 1, and we started to believe again that we could win provincial titles. So, yeah, for me, that they were my five. So two football in there, but I think the way they made me feel, I cannot... Troy Parrott, I've only felt like that twice in the last, 24 months? My daughter being born, and then Troy Parrott hitting the back of the net. Different feelings, albeit.
Yeah.
It's all about how you feel.
Yeah.
That what makes you feel. Speaking of, give the sports fan in your life a gift that they'll actually use a full year of Off the Ball this Black Friday. Get a 1 year OTB subscription for just $69.99, down from $99.99. Exclusive podcasts, ad free listening, and early event access, all wrapped up in one perfect gift. Just go to offtheball.com/Black Friday, and the offer ends on the 1st of December. Dara, your five?
I think I have a couple of the same ones as you, Shane. But I've also gone with that thing of ones I've watched, ones I remember how I felt.
That's the one, isn't it?
Yeah. Troy Parrott. It just has to be there, doesn't it? Like, I don't think I've ever screamed as loud at a sporting event.
Where were you, Dara?
I was at home.
You were at home.
Yeah. I was at home. Yeah, I was on FaceTime to my girlfriend Rebecca, yeah. But watched it. She was about 10 seconds behind me because she's in England. So she was watching on like, I think she was watching RT on Sky Go or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I just spoiled the whole thing for her. I couldn't keep it in. Like,
it's funny, the amount of people that said that they were at home because it's Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Like, so you weren't out, you know?
Exactly, yeah. So that has to be there. Like, has to be.
What were you like for the equaliser?
I was on air for the equaliser as well, and I was like, myself and Aidan Delaney were on air at that point, and I was like, it was a here we go. Like, I was, it was everything I'd asked for. Even at halftime, I was thinking, if we could just not let them score, not make it 3-1, and then by even 75, 80 minutes, get an equaliser. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, what was it, 79, 80 minutes when Parra gets the equaliser? Yeah. And I'm thinking, I almost don't care what happens from this point. I'm just glad that they've put themselves in a position to maybe do it. And I thought the Johnny Kenny moment was the Wes Houlihan.
Yeah, I thought that was it. Yeah.
Like, I thought that was the moment where it was like, that was so, it was a brilliant save, but it was, the keeper maybe, he just got in the way, I suppose, as keepers tend to do.
Himself big, yeah.
He did, but that was the moment for me, and I just felt like that was it. But I get chills thinking about that moment, like, still, and even after the penalty, like, you're thinking it's too early to equalise, and then the heart sank when Vargas scored the screamer. I was like, and then they went in 2-1 at half time. I was thinking, this is we're gonna have to score 3 goals here, and it's away from home, 3 goals, it doesn't really happen for this Irish team. And wrong we were.
There's I will get back to the rest of your list, but sorry, again, I'm just so distracted by this actual conversation because I keep going back to it. Right, it's like Tuesday morning in the office before he went on air. I watched back the highlights again, like, welling up.
Yeah.
And then I watched a load of montage. I watched every montage there is. But have you seen the really super slow-mo one of Outro, that song used? And it's the super slow-mo of the winner.
I started crying.
The celebration is the one.
Yeah, I was crying on Monday watching videos.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I was minding the little girl, and she was playing on the floor of the living room, and I was sitting there just re-watching videos, and I found myself literally like bawling, sitting there with tears running down my face. Yeah. And I was like, and I just caught myself, and I was like, what? She looked up at me, and she was looking at me like, what is going on here? And I just realised I was crying about watching the goal again.
It was quintessentially ourselves, that type of goal as well.
Yeah.
Just the flick on, a high ball in. Yeah. Robbie Keane 2002 Germany. I remember where I was, that was up there for me. Like, that would be my top 5 moments, because I remember where I was.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Go on, anyway. What else do you have?
Stick to football as well. I have Robbie Brady, 2016.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was. I was in Baltimore, Cork.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I was holidaying.
Lovely part of the world there, Tara.
I distinctly remember myself and my brother outside at half time thinking, I'm not playing too bad here. But there was some, I can't remember exactly, there was some decision in the first half that we should have had a penalty or something like that, or something egregious anyway. I remember us giving out about it. But Yeah, that's in there for sure. Up till now, that was my greatest Irish moment watching Irish football. Like, we hadn't had the Italian 90 thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Daniel Whiff in gold.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching him walk out for that race, and I kind of was thinking, oh, this guy's a bit much, like, the whole the signals and all that. I was like, ah.
Oh, I love that. Sure. Yeah.
But then once he won, you're like, ah, oh, nah, he's doing it for a reason. Like, it's just, that's just him. That's how he operates.
Got too excited there.
Ben Healy this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were all, France. You were. I remember that WhatsApp group happened because that was a weekday afternoon, wasn't it? Standard work day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's a couple different moments in that Tour de France as well. He obviously wins the stage, takes the jersey, but then he comes third and then second another time. Takes the jersey separate to the stage win, obviously, as well. So there's loads in that. Grand Slam 2009.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Drop goal.
Yeah.
Remember where I was.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's in my kitchen. Up there. Actually, no, this is getting very competitive now that you open that up.
Robbie Keane and Rog, for me, are they should be on that list, to be honest with you. And then the Rog one, wasn't that Bernard Dunne that night as well? Like, it was a great Irish sporting day.
I have no recollection of the Bernard Dunne fight, but I remember exactly where I was.
Yeah, where were you?
I was in a pub in Cork.
Yeah, I was at home.
And that was hugging strangers vibe again. And then, you know, they gave out sausage and chips to everyone afterwards.
Lovely.
So then everyone stayed for the night. Like,
yeah.
So I can't remember what I'd say.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's five, yeah.
That's five.
You didn't. I was waiting for Cav in 2020.
It's not really an Irish sport moment, though, is it?
No, it's yours,
for
though.
For you, though.
It's yours.
Yeah, like, that was class, yeah. But
It's not necessarily, like, the biggest achievements in the history of sport. It's just the moments, like, is what you felt.
Yeah, no, it is a massive achievement. I don't know, like,
did COVID maybe, if because COVID fans couldn't be there for that, Cavan went over Donegal.
Yeah, I think we regretted in the end, our family, not going into town after.
Yeah.
We never, like, because you hear the stories Killen Clark was on last week talking about how gridlocked it was in town.
Mm.
We never did that. I don't know why we didn't.
Mm.
It was great watching it, but, like, I just don't know why we didn't just make more of the evening. It was such a strange time, though, I suppose.
But yeah.
No, that was great. That could easily be in there as well.
We got some shouts out there. Tiernola on YouTube says there was also the Stephen Jones miss.
That was stressful.
That was stressful.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Yeah. Didn't enjoy that.
We haven't even spoken about the fact that there was, what, 30 seconds after Parrott's winning goal.
I was saying that Szoboszlai. Yeah. Dominic Szoboszlai shoots up or. Like, looked like he's about to shoot.
Yeah, and then he crosses
it in. Into Keller's. And even then I thought maybe someone was going to get the head in it.
And then the shot was, did Scales block down just before that? A potential shot on target? Like, heart was in the mouth, lads. But that adds to it. And the Stephen Jones thing is a perfect example of how a miss afterwards can maybe add to it.
I don't know, before we move on, the Troy Parrott, before he scores that third goal, does anyone notice, like, when they've cleared the ball up the pitch, he's the guy pressing.
Yeah.
So he was outside the box when Kelleher got the ball.
Oh, yeah, we made... we were chatting about that during the week with David Connolly, actually. Yeah,
he made the run.
He made the run. He timed it perfectly. And I don't know, look, like, we can look into that massively because, like, say Parrott's attempt had just gone wide.
Mm.
We wouldn't be waxing lyrical about how great it was a centre-forward play, like, if it was tiny margins. But it was the way he finished it. Then we go back and we reverse-engineer it and be like, that was incredible the way he composed himself and all that. But the fact that he did finish it, you're allowed to review it like that. It was extraordinary. He was right out in the left-wing position and just times it perfectly.
Yeah.
And as I'm actually talking about this, I have outro in my head, the song, as I'm talking about it. I have to move off and it'll end badly. We have other shouts here. M. Daly, Shane Lowry, Port Rush 2019, for sure. James, Packy Bonner, Save 1990. And there's a beautiful moment here in the comments that Carlinho and the great Dermot Keenan have realised that they're probably about the same age because of their moments. There's actually so many coming here. David O'Leary penalty against Romania, says Carlinho. Too many suggestions. Top five is not possible, says Terry Kelly. That's what makes it so beautiful. What else do we have here? I saw someone say Eamon Coughlin.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great old spread of demographics, don't we?
Yeah.
On this show.
Those to choose from, really.
DK has a list himself.
Mm.
Gets it straight away, of course. Houghton in 88. Houghton in 94. Padraig Harrington's first major. That was cool.
Yeah, it was.
That was major.
Yeah.
Rory's Masters and then Parrott 25 is a pretty good list, to be fair.
I feel like we're forgetting a couple of...
We definitely are.
Like Sonia.
Sonia, yeah. Sonia Silver.
Sonia, I remember Sonia 96 and I remember Sonia 2000, where I was for both. The heartbreak and just... it was joy, but it wasn't... I still think when you watch that race back in 2000, I still think she's going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
Steve Collins versus Eubank, another one. See, that's, I like all these shouts that you'd be forgetting about it. It's like, if we actually managed to get a definitive five here that we could come to an agreement between YouTube and ourselves, that would be some achievement for the show.
Barry McGuigan, 85, Ken Doherty, Snooker, a couple came in there. Yeah, for some people, you hear them talk about those two moments as well as right up there.
Keep them coming as we approach 8 a.m. Keith Tracy is in the building. He's brought in Creed Friday as well. So Ireland, South Africa tomorrow, 5:40 p.m. The team is in, Dara. It is confirmed. Four changes that Andy Farrell has made. So quickly run through it there. Full back. Back three is the same, actually. Mac Hansen retains his position at 15. You have Tommy O'Brien, you have James Lowe. New centre partnership in Bundiaki and Gary Ringrose. Sam Prendergast is partnered by Jemison Gibson Park, of course. The front row, we have Porter, Sheehan, Furlong. Second row, Ryan and Baird. And the back row is Byrne is in the second row, and Ryan Baird is in the back row with Van der Fleer and Caelan Dyers as captain. The bench, then you have Kelleher, Paddy McCarthy, Beelum, Kian Prendergast, Jack Conan, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley, and Tom Farrell.
Tom Farrell.
I saw you and Suzanne Malin, live reacting to it.
Mm.
Henshaw's injured, hamstring.
Yeah, I think I was kind of watching back the highlights of that Australia game, and when he scores a try at the very end, he did look quite laboured as he ran, so I kind of thought maybe he picked up something there. But overall, a pretty predictable squad, I would say. There's nothing too crazy. I think there was some suggestions that Mac Hansen might not be fit before. They were shot down, obviously, yesterday when the team came out. Stockdale was on some people's lips as a replacement for Mac Hansen, but he'll start. Bundiaki starting, hasn't started this window as of yet.
Do you think he was impressive when he came on against Australia? Because it comes on early for the injured Stuart McCluskey within a half an hour.
I think he was grand. I don't think he set the world alight. I think he had one or two moments. It was the offside, but a lot of people have pointed out as a lapse in concentration from him. But in general, I thought he was all right. It's a shame for Stuart McCluskey, really. He's back up in Ulster now.
Is he included, do you think, because Prendergast is also included, that Prendergast, maybe because his tackling and defence isn't up to scratch in some quarters?
Well, I think he's there only 12, really. Yeah. So he's kind of, the hand's been forced anyway. But I think, part of the reason there maybe,
protection.
Even if Henshaw was there and they were to start, Aki, it is a bit of, take some of the weight off Prendergast's shoulders. Otherwise, I think the pack is pretty straightforward. They have gone away from the Conan thing at him at 8 and Doris at 7. I'd say we'll see that again at some point. But
Doris moves to 8 last week, right?
Yeah.
And he makes two driving runs straight away.
Yeah.
It's like he can obviously do a job at open side for you, but Doris at 8 is fairly untouchable.
But he said in the post match that he can cover 7 and he's happy to, but he definitely felt a bit more comfortable once he moved back.
You were kind of struck by the differences, I suppose, in the last time we played South Africa. We touched on it briefly with Quinny yesterday. So you're going back to summer 2024. There was that two-game series in South Africa. And we were chatting before the show, like, did that kind of pass us by as a country? We're talking about our greatest moments there. And it was like, that was a hell of a result, Ireland's second game after it was the first game, to get that win there. I remember at the time feeling it was kind of just something else that happened that weekend, and it should have been bigger.
Yeah. I was actually at Armagh Kerry, the semi-final last year during the second test, so I was watching it on the phone, kind of half watching it. There's two great games going on at the same time, but I was looking at the squads for even from both tests and how different they are now, mostly due to injury, because we lost so many players to injury during that summer. I don't know if people remember, like, I'll just run through one of the squads here. This is the first test. So the front row is the same: Porter, Sheehan, Furlong, Joe McCarthy, who hasn't been involved for a little while, Peter O'Mahony is now retired, Craig Casey started that game, Jack Crowley doesn't start this weekend, Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw doesn't start this weekend, obviously Calvin Nash, Jamie Osborne, the bench,
very different,
the bench, Ronan Keller, he's on the bench this weekend, Keane Healy is now retired, Finlay Beelum, James Ryan, who starts this weekend, Ryan Baird, Conor Murray, also retired, Kieran Frawley, who's nowhere to be seen in these 23s these days, and Gary Ringrose. Now the second test as well, in a different way, is very different. So you have same front row again. Joe McCarthy's not there, as I said. Conor Murray started that game. Robbie Henshaw started at 12. Calvin Nash started again. Rob Herring on the bench. Keane Healy again. Pierre Mahoney on the bench. Caelan Blade, who's in the squad at the minute but hasn't got a look in. Kieran Frawley on the bench and Stuart McCluskey.
Wow.
It's very different to the last time we beat them, even though it's not that long ago at all, really.
Can I make one point and a call to arms maybe ahead of the weekend? I know you were there, Dara, last weekend.
Yeah.
If the PA person at the Aviva is listening or watching the show this morning, if during a break for a scrum or break for an injury, you could hold off on pressing play on Sweet Caroline. I'm as big a Neil Diamond fan as anyone. I've been to see him in concert. Love Forever in Blue Jeans, Cracked and Rosie. I am like Solitary Man. Love him. Even like Sweet Caroline is a song, but it is associated with English rugby, with Tyson Fury. The song comes on and I'm thinking, what? I don't know what it was like in stadium, Darren. People probably did join in.
I'm going to tell you that it was the loudest the stadium was at any
point. See, that doesn't surprise me either.
It was really good, to be honest.
Jesus, it typifies like probably our greatest rivals in rugby. Well, or in any sport. So
yeah,
that
was not Neil Diamond's intention.
No,
when he wrote the song, you know,
never
the song's
was.
For everyone. It's for everyone.
Yeah,
it's funny. I was watching it on TV, and it did feel like the loudest part of it.
I could hear the crowd getting involved, and I was like, I wasn't surprised, but I was also like, please, can we?
What's wrong? You know, some booze on it Saturday night. You're out. The song comes. You can't help.
Yeah,
I reckon you can't help it. You would have been singing it.
But don't give me the option. Don't give me the option.
I can't trust myself, so DJ, don't do it to me.
But stick on Fields of Athenry. Stick on an Irish song that the crowd can get behind. They're obviously going to join in. They've had a few beverages. They're going to join in whatever song is played. Don't play a song associated.
Would you take a victory against the Springboks, the best team in the world, if Sweet Caroline was constantly played?
Yeah, played a few times. If we're going to beat the Springboks,
do you know they played mid-game during the Japan game, just before a line-out. I think it was one of the reasons the lads were giving out about that game. They played the Rude Sandstorm. It was so strange.
Yeah. Focus and a line-out. Maybe that's what was happening.
But they played about 15 seconds of it, so I don't even think it got to the good part. Like,
Michael makes the point on YouTube, the modern stadium experience is awful, forced and contrived atmosphere. Don't play any music.
But why are they doing it? Yeah, they don't trust human beings to
even build up to the match. Yeah, let the crowd build it up.
See, they started on a break and play.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the Aviva during a rugby game goes quiet during a break and play. But then everyone was kind of getting into it. So the play had started again and they just let it run.
The antics they got up to before the game were pretty cool though. Playing Sinead O'Connor and good light
that.
Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Good light show. It was good. Because the Aviva is often castigated for the atmosphere. So like, we spent most of the November series last year talking about the quiet nature of the stadium.
Yeah.
So at least they're trying something. I'll give them that. But like, I was watching on TV and I was like, I see Caroline tune. But people are angry. People are very angry at the match that was played.
Yeah.
We have some updated information, guys. You'd be delighted to know. Turkey to Turkey. How'd that happen, yeah? The Guardian have an answer for you. The move is seen as part of a push by Ankara to rebrand the country and disassociate it from the bird of the same name and negative connotations associated with it. So there you go.
Right.
Now, plenty of comments coming in. As you're all well aware, O'Gara drop goal for first Grand Slam. Yeah. Lifetime, yeah. We're going to get to all of these, I'd say, throughout the show, and with Keith, who's on standby. Just one note there, the return of the Premier League, right? Probably the least anticipated return in Premier League history from an Irish perspective. Starts tomorrow with Burnley, Chelsea, I think, is the early game. On Monday night, Manchester United play Everton, and their song in the tunnel beforehand is This Is the One by the Stone Roses.
Oh, yeah.
And Manny passed away yesterday, the bass player. It's terribly sad news. I see Dara McKean and Martin on YouTube there, and a couple of others as well. He was only in his early 60s. I saw them play in Marley Park in 2016. Remember they had their reunion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
10 years ago. And that's a great choice of song. I think Gary Neville brought that song in when he became captain after Roy Keane. He brought that song into the tunnel. So it's obviously a banger of a tune. And I'd say the atmosphere, because, look, the atmosphere at Old Trafford oftentimes isn't the best. I don't know the last time when they played Monday Night Football, though, at Old Trafford.
Country Roads has become the real.
I think that'll be a cracking atmosphere Monday night to mark the great man himself.